Magic Breakfast with Scudder
and Brooke.
Dates are always awkward.
Yeah.
First dates in particular.
Yeah.
Although it's been a long time since I've been on one. But the last one I went on was with my current partner, Corbin.
Hmm.
And look, we were quite young and we went out for a meal at lunch.
Cute.
Yeah, so nice, right? And then we went for a little stroll because the Riverland. Stroll along the riverfront, you know, like getting to know you, having a chat.
Yeah.
It's all very nice and cute. So we're on the Remark Riverfront, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Quite down near the library, there's all the big willows and the river's right there. And
yeah.
Prime place for things to hide and on a warm day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we started dating in February. So it was summer.
Yeah, okay.
And we're walking along, having a little bit of a chat, and I'm looking at Corbin, talking to him, and then I look down and I see a brown snake.
Oh, no. I knew that was a fat
brown snake.
Yuck.
And Corbin, my, you know, newfound love, my date, he's about to step on it. So I do the only natural thing.
I throw
my arm out just straight across his chest, like forced him back with the power of a lion. At least that's what I think.
You saved his life.
I did. It stopped him. He was like, what? And we just froze. And this thing's just like casually slithered its little way past us and off into the wilderness of the River Murray.
Okay, one, I'm never walking along the riverfront of Brimark.
Yeah, sorry,
Brimark
ruined
again.
That for you, haven't
and
I?
Two, you saved his life on the first date.
I did.
That's
and
incredible.
A little part of me is like, is this why? Like, has he just been with me this whole time because he thinks that he owes me his life?
No.
I think it's by choice. I think he really wants to be there. But surely that set it up well, right? That's a good first impression to make.
He owes you.
Yeah.
His life.
And he's going to sit there. I bet he's listening to this right now, shaking his head like, oh, my goodness, that was years ago. Like, move on, Brooke. You're not a hero. But I was that day.
You were that day?
Yeah.
How, can I ask, how old were you two then?
Oh, my goodness. We were
was that in high
16,
school?
17. We're little babies.
So cute.
I know.
Who paid for the meal?
Corbin did. He was a gentleman.
What a gentleman.
I know.
Oh.
But I saved his life, so.
You did. He owes you more than a free meal for that.
Free Far meals out. For life. Oh, I think that's the rule.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm very vigilant when I go down the riverfront now, so.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to not go down ever again, I don't think.
So pro tip for a successful relationship, save your date's life.
If the opportunity arises, save their life.
Yeah, don't set it up to do that. Just if the opportunity arises, save their life.